Recite the sloka and read the translation. Since it does not have the purport, we will proceed to text 10 also. Recitation of text 9. Kechin pushpe dalaye kechin. Palavir ankure phale shibbis twagbir drishabhischa bhubhuju krita Bhajanah Bhajanah. Translation. Among the covered boys, some placed lunch on flowers, some on leaves, fruits, bunches of leaves, some actually in their basket, some on bark of trees and somehow rocks. This is what the children imagined to be their plates as they ate their lunch. Proceeding to text 10, we'll try to get familiar with the sloka and by reciting the words in the sloka, then proceeding towards reciting of the sloka, then we'll go on to the word-to-word meaning, translation purport, then we'll be speaking on the sloka. So please recite after me together. Sarve Mittah Darshayantah Sva Sva Bhojaya Ruchim Pritak. Hasanto Hasayantacha. Abhya Vajaruha The sloka starts with Abhya Vajaruha, but what word meaning it's written? Abhya Vajaruha. So Sa Saha Ishvaraha Sarve Mita Darshayantah Sarve Mita Darshayantah Sva Sva Bhojaya Ruchim Prita Sva Sva Bhojaya Ruchim Prita Hasanto Hasayantascha Hasanto Hasayantascha Bhyavajaru Saha Ishvarah Bhyavajaru Saha Ishvarah Sarve Mito Darshayantah Sva Sva Bhojaya Ruchim Prita Hasanto Hasayantascha Bhyavajaru Saha Ishvarah Bhya word meanings, please recite after me. Sarve, all the covered boys. Mitaha, to one another. Darshayantaha, showing. Sva Sva Bhojaya Ruchim Pritak. Different varieties of foodstuffs brought from home with their separate and different tastes Hasantaha. After tasting, they were all laughing. Hasayanta cha. And making others laugh. Abhyavajaruha. Enjoyed lunch. Saha Ishvara. Along with Krishna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All the covered boys enjoyed their lunch with Krishna, showing one another the different tastes of different varieties of preparations they had bought from home. Tasting one another's preparations, they began to laugh and make one another laugh. Purport. Sometimes one friend says, Krishna, see how my food is relishable. And Krishna would take some and laugh. Similarly, Balram, Sudama, and other friends would taste one another's food and laugh. In this way, the friends were very jubilantly began to eat their respective preparations brought from home. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manu Abhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadavaitam Sabadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Sridham Vrindavan, welcomes all the devotees all the well-wishers, all the devotees who are hearing from the social media, and also the devotees who will be hearing in future the recordings of the lecture. We welcome you with warm heart. This is only possible by the blessings of their lordships. That we are getting such rare and a very, very precious and important opportunity. It is said that when the people of this world select us, when the people of this world select us, Jai Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Ji Ki Jai, Krishna Balram Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gauri Thai Ki Jai. It is said that when the people of this world select us in parliament, we get a place. When Krishna selects us in spiritual discourses, we get a place. And when Srimati Radha Rani selects us in Sridham Vrindavan, we get a place. And when Srimati Radha Rani and Prabhupada selects us in Sridham Vrindavan, among the association of the devotees in a spiritual discourse, we get a place. So today, devotees, we are very, very fortunate to be under the shelter of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Ji, Krishna Balram, and get this opportunity to do this wonderful service of Shravan Kirtanam. This is the topmost service which can be rendered in the human body. And today this is possible only because of the causeless mercy of their lordships, Shri Shri Krishna Balram. That's why I pay my most humble prostrated obeisances unto Krishna Balram, Radha Shyam Sundar Ji, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai, and their Parikar friends, and thereon I would like to pay obeisances unto His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of Krishna Conscious International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because of him, this causeless mercy is flowing. And again, I would like to pay my most humble prostrated obeisances, thousands and thousands of them, unto the lotus feet of the spiritual master, who has been very kind and has been giving shelter and guiding this insignificant soul. With this, I would like to pay my prostrated obeisances to all the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavi devotees assembled here, and beg that please shower your mercy so that I can render some service which will please you all, spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada. With this, we'll start today's class. Srimad Bhagavatam is the topmost precious associate of a Vaishnava. Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. Every letter in Srimad Bhagavatam is full of love of Godhead, Krishna Prem. And in every letter, there is a presence of Srimati Radharani. Paramhansa Chakra Chudamani, the swan-like wonderful devotee, Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj, is contemplating on wonderful pastimes of Lord Shri Krishna, and he is reciting this most wonderful pastimes which took place few thousand years ago in Vrindavan to Parikshit Maharaji. Akila Rasa Amrita Murti. Krishna is the reservoir of all the mellows. Rasa means mellow. Mellow means the sweetness in relationship. The sweetness in the relationship between friend and friend, there is some sweetness, and is the enjoyer of that sweetness. Akila Rasamrita Murti. His Rasraj. He wants to enjoy the sweetness of relationship with every living entity. Rasraja Shiromani, he wants to enjoy the relationship with all the living entities. They can be his friends, girlfriends, parents, servants. Krishna wants to enjoy, is the supreme enjoyer. Rasraj, Rasik Shekhar, Rasa Siromani, Akila Rasamrita Murti, Krishna is enjoying his wonderful pastime in Sridham Vrindavan with his friends. Today what we are hearing is about Krishna on that particular day after killing Agasura. All the children are saying, we are hungry, we want to eat something. So Krishna and the friends are sitting and now honoring prasadam, honoring the bhog. There are four kinds of friends which is mentioned by Shri Rupa Goswami Pad in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Srila Prabhupada wonderfully compiles them in Nectar of Devotion. There are Suhirta, that is, they are well-wishers. Suhirt, Su means who thinks well. Hirta, Hirta means is thinking about welfare of Krishna. Suhirta, they are elderly in age. And the second categories of friends are younger in age, so they are called as Sakha. They are called as friends. In English, Prabhupada writes, one, well-wishers, well-wisher friends, two, friends, three, confidential friends. They are of equal age, confidential friends, equal age. And the fourth category is intimate friends. They are got some special service to do. So all of them are saying, Krishna, Krishna, we are hungry, let us eat now, it's time. Every morning at 8 o'clock, Krishna, Balram and all the Sakhas, they come together with cows and calves. Now that they are in Kaumar Paugandalila, and they are all coming, come Krishna, come Krishna. And all the cows and the calves are going ahead and they are dancing and playing flute. And Ratrak and Patrak are the servant of Krishna. They are carrying all the foodstuffs in the basket. But it's not the basket like we see today. They have a long rod and its flexible rod, it's around 8 feet, and it's flexible, and one end of the rod there is one big bundle of nice prasadam, kachoris, laddus, and other end there is samosas and parathas. Ratrak and Patrak, they are carrying it. And whenever Krishna says, stop, we are hungry, then they open the potli. They open their breakfast tiffin box. So this is Ratrak and Patrak and all of them. After killing Agasur, they say, hey Krishna, we are hungry. So it's very wonderfully described that when they are hungry, they all sit together. And everybody has bought something from their house. Madhu Mangal has bought on that particular day a special drink. Madhu Mangal shouted at his mother, Mother, what is this? Today there is nothing at home. Mother said, no. Then she said, yeah, I remember. But don't take. Bula, what? Then she says, I got some buttermilk. And that buttermilk, don't take. It's very, very sour. Sour. Katta. It's very sour. Please don't take. Madhu Mangal says, no, everybody is going to bring something in the tiffin box. I will also take. So he takes a pot full of buttermilk. So then he goes. And now everybody is sitting here. Everybody is, whatever there is in that particular tiffin box, they are removing. And the previous slok it is said, some of the boys, they don't carry plates. Plastic plates were not there. Because it was very harmful for the cows. The cow is very, very, Srila Prabhupada in one of this lecture or conversation said, see, he was walking with his disciples and there were 25, 30 cows and one small boy with a stick. And Prabhupada says, look, the cows are so tall and hefty, but they are so humble. One small boy with a small stick, he can control the 25 cows. They are so humble, they are letting this small boy to control them. Cow easily wakes more than 400 kgs, yes? Yeah, Padyatra devotees, they know much. No? So this small boy is 40 kgs or 50 kgs, but the cow, Prabhupada said, are so humble, they let this small boy also. They are in the mood of being humbler than the blade of grass. So they get into control. So this boys did not take plastics because it is harmful. This cow are so humble and so innocent. They will eat anything which is in front of them. And many cows, they eat plastic and they get into their stomach, intestine, and they cry for years. Sometimes they have to be operated. Then packets after packets after packets, the plastic comes. So they did not carry plates, paper plates, steel plates. Then it was time to honor prasadam. So it is mentioned, some of them plucked banana leaf and put their breakfast in the banana leaf, some in some other leaf. And some used flowers with big petals as the plate. And some used bark, you know, bark, tree bark, stem. They made that as a plate. They were using disposable plates naturally available. We call it as organic or recycling. Those kind of plates. It is mentioned in the previous sloka. How? Kechit pushpir dhale kechit. They used flower plates. Some used leaf plates. Kechit palaye. Some used bunches of leaves. Like we see here in Vrindavan, sometimes prasadam is served in bunches of. So that can. And some used ankure sprouts flowers plate. And in this way, each and every sakha boy were having prasadam. And they go ahead and they start giving some to Krishna, some to Balram, some to Manibhadra, Madhumangala, and each, it's going on. Sarve mito drashayanti. Everybody saying, see what I bought it from home. Sva sva bhojaya ruchi pritak. It's different in taste, different in color, different in nature also. And they're saying, hasanti hasayanto. So now, one saka, what he did, he said, my mother made samosas. My mother made samosas. And he's showing to everybody. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, this boy, what did he do? He took a jasmine flower and put it, broke the samosa, put it inside the samosa stuff, and again pressed it. So it looks like a non-broken samosa. And he tell, my dear friend Saka, please taste this samosa. And he says, wow, samosa. And he eats. And when he comes to chewing, he starts chewing the jasmine flower, and the taste becomes little sour, and he makes face. And seeing that, he, the boy who served, starts laughing, and everybody immediately says, why he's laughing? And they say, hey, this fellow has eaten jasmine in the samosa and his face is like this. And all the boys starts laughing. So that is why hasanti, that in the slok number 7, hasanto. Then this boy who was served with samosa with jasmine, he gets angry, but he's angry, but he also becomes happy, and he also starts laughing. And afterwards he takes a stick and wants to beat the devotee who has served jasmine in the samosa. So in this way we see that Krishna is really relishing the wonderful relationship as a friend, Sakyaras. And this is what Krishna is expecting from all of us. He wants to have that special relationship because of which we have been created by Krishna. Each one of us has got a special relationship with Krishna, and we have got a unique relationship with Krishna. That is the beauty of Krishna. And a proof is that each one is different from the other. If we take our thumb and we take the thumbprint, believe it or not, Krishna has designed the thumbprint of each of us different from other. Even twins will not have the same kind of thumbprint. And also, nowadays we go to any Aadhaar card or any passport and other thing. We see that the eye design of one individual will never match with another individual. So that is the uniqueness. We are unique. And that uniqueness, in that uniqueness, we have a unique relationship with Krishna. And Krishna wants to relish that unique relationship with us, because he is Rasraj. And here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is showing how happy all the boys are. A stage comes where these boys are more happier than Krishna, and Krishna starts thinking, who is the supreme enjoyer? Bhuktaram yaga tapasam, I say that I am the supreme enjoyer. But these boys who are serving me, they look more happier than me. So the beauty is in becoming a devotee of Krishna. That's why ahead, hasanto hashayantascha abhya vaja ruha. They enjoyed the lunch along with Saha Ishvara. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the Supreme Controller, the Supreme Proprietor, and the Supreme Enjoyer. And our position is to be the Supreme Servant. But in the condition, because of our conditioning in this material world, we want to imitate Krishna and want to become the Supreme. We want to become a proprietor, controller, and enjoyer. We say, okay, Krishna, you be the Supreme Enjoyer, you be the Supreme Proprietor, you be the Supreme Controller, but make me a controller, proprietor, or what do you say, enjoyer. You are the Supreme, but we are small, small enjoyer, small, small this thing. But with that comes not small but big problems. But if we take the position of the Supreme Servant of Krishna, we will relish so much happiness that is called as bliss. Bliss in simple words is called, in Sanskrit is called as anand. In simple words, bliss or anand means that kind of happiness which is ever increasing, 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 and has got no obstacle. It is continuously increasing. That kind of happiness is what is promised for us, is what we are supposed to relish. But in our conditioned nature, we say, no, Krishna, I don't want to be the Supreme Servant. I want to become proprietor, enjoyer, and suffer. Hiranyakashipu did become the Supreme Enjoyer. He did become the Supreme Proprietor. He did become the Supreme Controller once upon a time. But for a few years, after that, his story is over. If Hiranyakashipu, such a powerful personality, could not be a proprietor or an enjoyer, what to speak of us? So history shows us that let us not try to become proprietor or enjoyer. Let us try to serve. And here Krishna is saying, if you serve me, Krishna is the Supreme Enjoyer, but his devotee seems to be more happier than Krishna, and that's why Krishna started scratching his head. Then he said that, okay, in Kali Yuga I will become a devotee and see what is the joy devotees are enjoying. That's why Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now Madhu Mangal is hiding. Everybody is giving something to Krishna and see, eat, eat. And they are laughing and enjoying. Madhu Mangal is running because he wanted to taste. What is the taste of the buttermilk? And he tasted that buttermilk is very sour. So he runs further away. And Krishna sees him. Are? Madhu Mangal is drinking this buttermilk and completely drinking, because he knew that if he leaves little bit also, Krishna will come and drink that. Because that was the practice. Today I will not give what I brought, because it's very sour. I don't want to see my Krishna drinking this sour buttermilk. So he hides behind the leaves, the trees, and he starts drinking. Gut, 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 gut. It's about to complete the whole thing. Krishna says, yes, Madhu Mangal is trying to cheat me. He's not giving his wonderful prasadam to me. And Krishna leaves that place and he runs in full speed and comes near Madhu Mangal. And Madhu Mangal is now seeing Krishna coming very near to him. And he says, no, in no way he will drink that bitter, sour buttermilk. And he gulps the whole thing. But he has some limitations. All the buttermilk in the pot is in his stomach, but little bit is left in his cheeks and his mouth. And he is not able to gulp more. And Krishna is right standing in front of him. And Madhu Mangal is about to take the last gulp also. But Krishna slaps him both the sides of the cheek. So there is a spray of buttermilk. And Madhu Mangal is saying, no, I cannot offend.
Krishna by spitting on him. So he goes a little bit to his right, and there is a spray which is going up and about to fall down 8 feet from Krishna and Madhu Mangal. And Krishna, as a supreme goalkeeper in football, like a goalie, is trying to catch the ball. He jumps in the sideways and he opens his mouth. Before the drop could fall, touch the earth, Krishna is taking all the wonderful remnants of Madhu Mangal. And he says, Madhu Mangal, you are cheating me. You did not give me this wonderful prasadam. Madhu Mangal is in tears. And this is what later on Brahma is going to see with his foreheads. His forehead starts spinning. Not only that, when he saw that he is taking Madhu Mangal's remnant, the crown in the head also starts spinning. He said, these fellow cannot be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Are Supreme Personality of Godhead means ringing the bell, bringing nice golden plate with tulsi, and everything should be pure. This is what to speak of pure. There is no tulsi. It's vali jhuta. It's vali contaminated thing. It's Krishna is saying, how can this person who is taking contaminated stuff be the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram. He is supremely pure, but he is taking impure things. So he concludes. So that will come later on. But the point today we are seeing is Krishna is relinquishing kachoris, samosas, and rasmalai with his friends. This happens 8 o'clock in the morning. They go. That's why 8 o'clock in the morning or 7:30 in the morning, we all sing Guru Vandana. We are in the mood of Sakya Rasa. 4:30 in the morning, we are in the mood of Srimati Radharani and all the Sakis. They get up with Krishna and they are back home to respective houses, Yavat or whichever place they want to go. So in this mood, Krishna is trying to tell us, performing these pastimes, exactly 5,000 years in Vrindavan, to tell us that please come with me, be my devotee and relish and be happy. Why are we suffering in this material world? So Krishna takes kachoris at 9 o'clock. 1967, Srila Prabhupada, or 68, Srila Prabhupada was sick. He has few devotee disciples and they were massaging Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is sick, but he gets fully energetic and he says, now nobody can stop me from going to Vrindavan. Nobody can stop me to be with Krishna. All these disciples, 1965, 66, 67, first time in their life they got someone who is true, and they are surrendered to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is saying, I am going to leave. And he was sick, but he was very lively now. There was a sudden change. They all cried, Prabhupada, please don't leave us. Please don't leave us. Prabhupada said, no, I will leave. Prabhupada, why? Prabhupada says, now, today, Srimati Radharani, Mata Rohini has prepared special kachoris and laddus, and Krishna is now going to open that, and I want to be with Krishna and eat that kachori and laddu. Prabhupada, please don't go, please don't go. Prabhupada said, okay, I will not go in one condition. If you give me laddus and kachoris, I will not go. They said, Prabhupada, we don't know how to make kachoris and laddus. Prabhupada said, I will teach you. And Prabhupada goes on to say, if anyone feeds me with kachoris and laddus, I will bless them. And this I read in the year 2014. Satsarup Goswami Maharaj came out with one more volume of additional pastimes of Prabhupada, 7th volume of Prabhupada Leelamrita. In that, page number 44, I read once, twice, thrice. I said, Are, Prabhupada is saying if you feed him with laddus and kachoris, he will bless. Then I said, Are, our philosophy is Yasha Prasadad,
Bhagavat Prasada, to please the Acharyas. And Prabhupada mentions that he is pleased. If we read his books, Srila Prabhupada is pleased. I said, I am not good in reading books. Are Baba, gone.
Prabhupada says that if you distribute my books, I am pleased.
I said, I do, but I am not that good that Prabhupada will be pleased.
And he says, if you preach nicely and make many devotees, I will be preached.
I said, yeah, I am trying, but I am not so good in that Prabhupada will be pleased. This may be not, I will not get any marks.
Then Prabhupada says, if you chant nicely Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then I will be pleased.
And I said, yeah, but my quality chanting is not so good. So maybe I will not be able to please Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada says, if you, in one place Prabhupada says that if you have good relationship with all the devotees, I will be pleased. If you don't commit offense, I will be pleased.
I said, oh, no chance to please Prabhupada. Reading book, distributing book, preaching, make friends. No, it's very difficult to please Prabhupada. But here Prabhupada is saying, if you feed me with laddu and kachoris, I will be pleased.
I'm not only pleased, I will bless you.
I'll just take 2 more minutes.
I will bless you. Bless you.
Then I said, Are wow, it's very nice.
And I started giving Prabhupada kachori and laddu. Believe it or not, we were struggling to make a temple in Mira Road. Things started happening. I started wondering how this is happening. Then I started thinking, many good things started happening. Then I could understand, maybe this laddu kachori is making some, having some effect. Prabhupada is blessing us.
So, but in Bombay, there is another type of kachoris. What kachoris we get in Vrindavan is called kasta kachori, correct?
Kasta kachori.
Yeah, Radharani makes kasta kachori. That is what Prabhupada wants. Brajvasis eat in the breakfast. But I was feeding another kachori, which is round in shape. It mostly Gujaratis make. That round kachori. I said, something is better than nothing. So Prabhupada, something was happening. It so happened and happened. And 2015, Vaman Dwadashi, the new temple inauguration was there and it was inaugurated. Believe it or not, these kachoris and laddus, this is my revelation. Revelation, you understand what is revelation? It's kind of realization. Okay. 2015 Vaman Dwadashi morning around 6:30, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj called Kamalochan Prabhu. And Kamalochan Prabhu and me. My name is Manmali Das. Then Maharaj said, we were sitting quietly. And what happened? Manmali, you want to take sannyas? I said, Peki or Pooch Pooch? I said, yes, Maharaj. Then go take blessings of Bhima Prabhu and Devaki Nandan Prabhu. Everybody was here from Western India Division, were here in this place. So we took blessings. Then I was wondering what special thing I was doing that I could get into this. Yeah, before that also, 10 years before, Maharaj said, you be ready for sannyas. Okay, but this day he said, okay. And the name was announced for sannyas candidate. I said, okay, that was 6 years ago. Then I was wondering, why did this happen? Then I started connecting many things. I said, yes, I am doing something different. That's why the result is different. The difference is, I started feeding Prabhupada with laddu and kachoris. Are you? So this went on and on. The name was there in sannyas list. Dharmatma Prabhu was one of the sannyas ministry members, he knows. Then January came and it is, I could understand that, you know, I am a local preacher, but there is points if you are an international preacher. So I said, whatever is in my destiny will happen. Then I could understand, the new temple was inaugurated and we had a new breakfast for Krishna. On every Friday, One Mataji used to make kachoris for kasta kachori for Krishna, and I observed that. Then I said to that Mataji, can you give me kasta kachoris? I'll offer it to Prabhupada. So one of the day in that January, I offered kachori, kasta kachori and laddu to Prabhupada. What happened? It was 8 o'clock in the morning. Then 10 o'clock, there was a call from Nairobi, Kenya, East Africa. Mahapati Prabhu is the temple president of that temple. He said, Vanmali, there is an initiation ceremony and there are around 30 devotees who want to do ISKCON disciple course. Yeah, that's compulsory. I said, yeah, you can do it. This is available online in ISKCON Desiree. Do it online. I said, okay. Then again, a call came at 11 o'clock. He said, devotees are not comfortable with online. They want offline. I said, yeah, there are many devotees. The list are there, 40 devotees. You can choose. But he said, I called you specially because I want you, Vanmali Das, as a teacher. I said, okay, no problem. And the next day, I was in Nairobi. The ticket was booked, everything was done, and I was in Nairobi. Then I started thinking, how did from a local preacher I become an international preacher? What is the only different thing which I did? Then I recollected that I am offering Prabhupada not only kasta kachori, but that day I offered Prabhupada with what? Vrindavan kachori. And that made the difference. And from local preacher, I am now become an international preacher. So this is my revelation that Prabhupada is there to bless us and he reciprocates and he is a real Brajvasi and he likes kachoris and laddu, which Krishna is honoring with his friends at this time. And that is my revelation or realization. And when I speak about this to others, people start feeling that, you know, there's something loose in the upar ka screw dhila ho gaya. But the point is, Prabhupada reciprocates and definitely he blesses us. We should reciprocate with Prabhupada in some way. Some devotees offer water, some devotees. But I offered kachori and laddu. It's like spiritual bribe. But I did not do it to bribe Prabhupada. I read that page number 44, 7th volume, 44-45. And I read it again and again. I thought, I cannot please Prabhupada by distributing books, by giving nice lectures or this, that. But laddu kachori, yes. And it made the difference. So the point is, at this time, this is the time when Krishna and all his friends are eating together and laughing and enjoying. And Krishna is showing us, see how my devotees are happy being with me. Why we are suffering in this material world? Let us take Krishna consciousness seriously and make our life successful. And to make our life successful, let us read Srila Prabhupada books, become better devotee, and make others devotees and distribute Prabhupada books and be much better devotee and please Prabhupada and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Okay, I think there's no time for Srila Prabhupada ki.